The Israeli government is considering U.S.-offered incentives for a proposed partial freeze on settlement construction, a move designed to revive suspended negotiations with the Palestinians. The plan consists of a 3-month moratorium on West Bank settlement construction, but does not affect East Jerusalem, where last week Israel announced plans to build 1,300 new apartments. Robert Dineen is a senior fellow for Middle East Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations. We asked for his assessment of the Middle East peace process.
Clearly, the United States is working very hard to bring the parties back to the negotiating table. What we're seeing is a very intensive effort, very labor-intensive effort by the United States to bring the Israelis back to the table and to bring them back to the table on the terms of an extension of the settlement moratorium, which had lapsed in September.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton held extensive talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about the Mideast peace process. Do you think her meeting with him has made a real difference?
Well, it's a little early to say, but they met for over 7 hours. We now see that the United States is in the final stages of putting forward a proposal to the Israeli government for a settlement moratorium. It seems that this is what the Secretary of State and the Prime Minister of Israel were thrashing about for over 7 hours. And this looks like the Prime Minister is going to take this to the Israeli Security Cabinet for a vote. And so what is clear is that the United States has continued along the same path of calling for a settlement moratorium and using a settlement moratorium as the basis for talks to reconvene.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas at one point last week was calling for an urgent United Nations Security Council meeting to discuss the Israeli settlement building. Do you think the United Nations should play a role in all of this?
Well, the United Nations in general does play an important role in all of this, primarily through its participation in the quartet. The question now is whether or not the Security Council should be the venue for trying to mediate the conflict between Israel and the Palestinians. And there I would say it's premature at best and probably not a good idea in general. The reality is that this is not a forum that the parties trust, primarily Israel, and it's hard to see that the Security Council will have the leverage to bring the parties to bear. I mean, what we do not want is to try to have an imposed peace, and bringing this issue to the Security Council will put the Israelis back up against the wall. And so you could wind up with some sort of agreement among the Security Council members, but the question then is how effective would such an agreement be? I think an American-led and international-led negotiation that both parties buy into has a much greater prospect for success because they will produce, hopefully, an agreement that the parties buy into. Trying to impose a settlement on the parties, it's hard to imagine that this will be effective, and it has the risk of actually pushing the parties away from implementation and could actually lead to heightened tension and potentially even violence if taken too far.
Robert Dineen is a senior fellow for Middle East Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations in Washington. I'm Susan Yockey in Washington.